I'm Katie Gilkey with Open Range's AgriBeef Minute. For most of us around the West, we're ready for spring and ready to be done with the snow and winter storms. University of Idaho Range and Livestock Extension Specialist Dr. Melinda Ellison reminds beef producers that at this time of year, cattle are beginning to adapt to warm weather and shedding their winter coats, and may have issues with those last of the winter storms that seem to blow through the region this time of year.
Typically, the rule of thumb would be for every degree that it drops below the low critical temperature, which for an animal that has a dry, heavy winter coat would be around 20 degrees Fahrenheit. So every degree that it drops, you should increase their dietary energy by about 1%. If you have an animal that has a coat that's shedding out and they're starting to adapt more for that spring weather, you might want to consider 1%, maybe up to 3% increase in dietary energy, especially if your animals are lactating or if they're thin. And gives them just a little bit of boost that helps them get through that cold, wet day. And also keeping in mind that if you have cows with newborn calves on the ground, that the energy that those calves are getting through milk is energy that you have to put into your cow. So she's not getting enough energy to not only keep herself warm, but also produce good quality milk for her calf. That's definitely important to consider.
Don't forget, each Wednesday is our AgriBeef Minute. AgriBeef Company, real families, great people, exceptional beef.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.